Welcome back, Financial Gladiators. Today we're diving headfirst into a pivotal battleground known as the Great Balancing Act, personal versus business finances. I'm Sharon, your financial ringmaster for the day. As JP Morgan famously quipped, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. And believe me, mixing your personal and business finances is one quick way to ensure you stay stuck in entrepreneurial quicksand. In this rollicking ride of fiscal responsibility, we'll aim to arm you with strategies to segregate your personal and business finances like a pro. Here's what we'll delve into. Why keeping your chocolates and cheese separate can save you more than just a stomach ache. Unraveling the not-so-pretty consequences of mixing funds. Handy gadgets and wisdom to keep your financial streams from crossing. And finally, mastering the art of spending wisely on both fronts. Just like oil and water, some things work better when they're kept apart. The same goes for your personal and business finances. Keeping them distinct not only simplifies your financial management, but also safeguards your assets from business liabilities. Imagine trying to explain to a tax auditor why your pet's grooming expenses are filed under office supplies. Navigating the choppy waters of financial management can be daunting when personal and business finances are intertwined. Here's a detailed breakdown of the risks and why it's crucial to keep these two realms separate. Tax authorities worldwide, from the IRS in the US to the ATO in Australia, lack a sense of humor when it comes to entangled finances. Mixed financial records can prompt audits, leading to penalties, arrears in taxes, and even legal proceedings. Maintaining distinct personal and business finances ensures that your tax returns are straightforward, compliant, and far less likely to attract unwanted attention from keen-eyed auditors. Blurring the lines between personal and business accounts doesn't just muddy financial waters, it also puts your personal assets at risk. Should your business face legal challenges or debt, everything from your personal savings to real estate could be in jeopardy. In jurisdictions that recognize corporate entities like LLCs or corporations, keeping finances separate is crucial to protect personal assets from business liabilities. This legal shield, often referred to as the corporate veil, can be pierced if personal and business finances are not clearly segregated. Combining personal expenses with business outlays leads to a distorted view of your company's financial health. Clear, separate accounts are vital for accurate budgeting, financial forecasting, and understanding the true profitability of your business. Investors and stakeholders expect transparent financial records. Without them, assessing the business's financial status becomes nearly impossible, complicating decisions on investments, expansions, and operational adjustments. If you're contemplating selling your business or seeking substantial financing, entangled finances can be a deal breaker. Potential buyers scrutinize financial records and any indication of poor financial management, such as co-mingling funds, can devalue your business or derail sale negotiations. Similarly, lenders and investors look for pristine financial records to assess risk accurately. A clean financial separation simplifies due diligence, enhances your business's credibility, and can significantly influence the terms and availability of financing or the valuation in a sale. Separating personal and business finances isn't just about keeping your records neat. It's about protecting and properly valuing the business you've worked so hard to build. When it comes to managing your finances, the right tools and systems are not just helpful, they're essential. Keeping your personal and business finances separate ensures clarity, compliance, and a smoother operational flow. Here is a breakdown of the key systems and tools that you should employ to maintain this crucial financial separation and ensure both areas thrive without conflict. First of all, there's separate bank accounts. Open distinct accounts for personal and business finances. This simplifies bookkeeping and it enhances financial clarity. Choose banks that offer supportive features like online banking, low fees, and business credit facilities. Then there's accounting software. This automates bookkeeping and financial tracking. Look for features that categorize expenses, generate key financial reports, and also integrate with your bank accounts. Some popular options include QuickBooks, Xero, and FreshBooks. Then there's financial advisor. This is someone that provides personalized advice on tax optimization, growth planning, and complex financial decisions. They also act as a coach for understanding financial impacts and ensuring alignment with financial goals. Regular consultations help maintain accountability and strategic focus. There are also some additional tools you could consider. For example, budgeting tools, apps like Mint or YNAB help manage personal finances by tracking spending and savings goals. Then there's tools like Expensify or Receipt Bank. They make it easy to record and categorize business expenses accurately. And then you also want to ensure compliance with local laws and tax regulations, which can significantly differ by region. Integrating these tools into your financial management practices not only streamlines your operations, but also safeguards the integrity of your business and personal finances. This structured approach is key to long-term success and can dramatically reduce the stress associated with financial management. By clearly delineating and managing your financial realms, you set the stage for sustainable growth and peace of mind. Strategic spending involves thoughtful allocation of your financial resources to ensure that every dollar spent is an investment in the growth and stability of both your personal life and business. Here are three key aspects to consider for effective strategic spending. First, there's clear budget allocation. Determine how much you can afford to spend in each area of your business and personal life, such as marketing, research and development, household expenses, and personal savings. Then you want to identify which expenditures will yield the greatest return, such as investing in technology that improves operational efficiency or training that enhances your team skills. You also want to make sure to do regular financial reviews. On a monthly basis, do check-ins where you review your spending against your budget to ensure you're on track and adjust as necessary. This helps prevent overspending and allows you to respond quickly to unforeseen financial needs or opportunities. You also want to evaluate the return on investment for major expenditures. This not only applies to business operations, but also to personal investments such as education or real estate to ensure they align with your long-term financial goals. And finally, let's look at strategic cost cutting. Regularly audit your expenses to identify areas where costs can be reduced without impacting the quality of your business operations or personal life. As your business grows, look for bulk purchasing options or negotiate better rates with suppliers to reduce costs. And finally, consider outsourcing non-essential functions like administrative tasks or certain aspects of digital marketing to more cost-effective providers or platforms. By focusing on these areas, you can ensure that your strategic spending not only sustains, but also stimulates growth in all facets of your business and personal financial landscape. This disciplined approach allows for a balanced expansion of your financial resources, maximizing both profitability and personal wealth. As we close out today's financial fast, remember the worksheet provided isn't just busy work, it's your financial workout plan. It's going to guide you through setting up and maintaining the separation of your finances, ensuring you're not just surviving the entrepreneurial game, but that you're thriving in it. So sharpen those pencils and let's balance the books with the bravado of a Wall Street wizard. Here's to not letting your business eat your grocery money, or worse, your vacation fund.